Well, Kitty, well done. As pressure rounds go, that was pretty key, and you delivered.
Yeah, it was really exciting. He was absolutely fantastic for me. I couldn't have asked for more. He got quite feisty, but he was always wanting to jump, and he was looking for his flags, and he was straight as a die, so I couldn't ask for more.
And it was vital from a team perspective for you to come home cleared, okay, just outside the time, but it all went to plan, it seemed.
It did. I was disappointed to get the time faults. I was on my minute markers up until I went long at the water, and that cost me quite a few seconds. I was down by about half a minute by the time I'd finished there, but we made up time, you know, round the bottom end of the course, and he was really galloping for me, and, you know, didn't feel tired, and he felt like a little lion coming to the end.
And competing on home soil, did you feel the crowd cheering you around the course?
I've never even noticed the crowds at badminton, but I noticed them here today for the first time. So it was quite amazing, you know, having that support behind you. So it was brilliant.
And how daunted were you by the prospect of being the Pathfinder today, when it's vital for the team?
I was pretty terrified, to be honest. It wasn't the position I assumed I'd be in when I was selected for the team. So, yeah, it took me a little while to get my head around it. And, yeah, I was more nervous this morning than I'd normally be, but actually really enjoyed going out first. You know, I didn't know what was going out, you know, on the track, and it meant I could just ride my horse as I found him and do my job.
And what about the show jumping now? Are you confident in that?
Oh, he pulled up really well, and on the whole, he wants to be careful. He wants to leave the poles up for me. So as long as he has a good rest and, you know, comes out in good form tomorrow morning, hopefully, you know, he'll be doing his best for me, and I'll be doing my best for him.
Well,